weed nor sagebrush vegetation? A concept proposal for their agroecological management. Author: Robin Gomez Gomez. Abstract. Introduction. The perception that native plants in agricultural fields do not contribute positively to productive systems and should be eliminated in their entirety has caused multiple agronomic, environmental and social problems in agroecosystems around the world, such as selection of herbicide-resistant plants, contamination of water bodies, loss of biodiversity, increase in pest insect populations, and impact on the health of agricultural workers due to the intensive use of herbicides. Objective: to provide basic information on the origin of weeds in agriculture, the biological characteristics that make them harmful to human activities, and their ecological functions in the agroecosystem, as well as to propose the application of the concept of functional biodiversity for the agroecological management of weeds in crop fields. Development. In this moment of change towards agricultural production with less use of pesticides, weed management is still a great challenge. To ensure that integrated weed management advances towards agroecological strategies that allow a reduction in the use of herbicides, it is necessary to promote the beneficial biotic interactions that naturally regulate weeds. The study and application of functional biodiversity in agroecosystems then emerges as a need to manage vegetation in such a way that the negative effects of weeds on crops are minimized and the agroecosystem services of weeds are maximized. Conclusion. The differentiation between weeds and sagebrush vegetation as part of an agroecological management of cropping systems would allow maintaining a positive balance between productivity and biodiversity in agroecosystems. Keywords: ecological weed management, crop rotation, cover crops, seed predation, functional biodiversity.